Blog Talk Radio.
Stunning response from
welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. Hello to everybody. Well, you know, I wanted to come on here because I wanted to cover some of the stuff that's been happening in politics. Believe it or not, there's a lot of stuff happening. And some of that stuff that's been going on is making me a little concerned, I ain't gonna lie. So there is some political bullshit. And so I looked this up. I wanted to check it out. I wanted to see what some of this Republican bullshit is, what they have going on. And not only that, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Bruce Willis. So let's talk about that's going on, some other stuff happening in the entertainment world. And also, we are going to discuss some things about sex. Oh, yeah. I know the listeners like when we get into sexual talk. We will get into that and much, much more here on the show. I promise you that. Okay, so there's something I'm going to play. It's an audio clip of this whole thing about Republicans. It's really kind of funny because it really tells who the Republicans are in a nutshell. And so I'm going to play this because I felt like, you know, this is probably something good for them to hear. I know I'm going to hurt some Republican, you know, people out there. But as you know, I don't care. Facts that need to be brought out, then that needs to be brought out. Also, we're going to discuss Donald Trump. Yeah, he goes to court tomorrow, which is Tuesday. He could be facing some jail time. And Donald Trump is very scared about this happening, that he actually asked his domestic terrorists to try to go out and incite some more bullshit and try to do what they did in January 6th. However, do you think people are going to follow through with that? Probably not. But that's what he wants to do, is follow through with the January 6th bullshit. And he wants to do it in New York now. And so he's calling upon his mega followers, what I like to call domestic terrorists, just like January 6th, what they did. It still bothers me that people out there think that January 6th was a good idea. It was okay. There was nothing wrong with it. I truly have a problem with that. And for anybody to accept that what they did on January 6th was not nothing more than, well, like Tucker Carlson puts out there, he says, well, this was no more than them just taking a tour of the Capitol building. Yeah, I don't think on a tour you beat up police officers and beat their asses and kill police officers. But then again, this is Tucker Carlson we're talking about. He's probably one of the biggest fools of all fools. So, this is something I'm going to play. It's about a Republican woman. This is a Democrat woman that goes off on the mega idiots. Here it is.
Critical thinking skills to understand the difference between social cancellation and government cancellation, you lack the self-awareness to understand that all you're doing is projecting. Every time you point your finger at a liberal for something, there are four more fingers pointing back at you. You people claim to be anti-censorship, anti-cancel culture, and yet you people are voting for politicians that are doing just that. And I'm done with saying that you're incompetent, because you understand exactly what the fuck is going on. You accuse liberals of needing safe spaces, but in places like Tennessee, laws have been passed making it illegal for someone to dress in drag because it makes you feel some sort of way. But something like this... is not only perfectly legal, but if I were to say something against it, you would accuse me of infringing on someone's First Amendment. You people have seriously made this country go fucking backwards because you didn't feel safe. And then you use your fucking kids as a vessel for your hate.
We're protecting the kids. We're protecting the children.
Meanwhile, the only thing you're protecting is your inability to coexist with people who aren't like you. I don't like this. Ban it. I don't like this. Pass a law. I don't understand this. I don't want to take the time to understand it. Make it illegal. One side is just trying to exist in this world. And on the other side, you just may be hiding the fact that you are exactly what you're accusing others of being. If I point the finger at someone else, no one's going to be looking at me. Your churches are filled with abuse. Your conservative politicians are on Grindr. You accuse immigrants of sucking off the system and you're on welfare. Look over there, not over here. Trans women are taking away your womanhood. Not us calling for your execution if you have a fucking abortion. You're dangerous because you're losing. You are losing this war, and you will lose this war in the end. So keep celebrating your little battles of legislation and bills, because that shit's just temporary. And the evil and the hate that you carry in your hearts will never prevail. History shows us that every fucking time. And when the day of defeat comes, and it will, if you don't like it, bye.
Pretty stunning response from Fox Corp CEO Lachlan Murdoch. In his first public comment since the Dominion revelations, Murdoch dismissed the allegations as noise. He said, quote, "I think a lot of the noise that you hear about this case is actually not about the law and not about journalism. It's really about the politics." Murdoch continued, "Unfortunately, that is more reflective of a polarized society that we live in today." He also included that the case will go to trial in April and portrayed Fox as having reported on the 2020 election, quote, "fulsomely and without fear or favor." Now, for those wondering if you're living in the Twilight Zone, no, you're not, but Lachlan Murdoch might be. So let's dig into what he said. He stated that the allegations aren't about the law or journalism, it's about the politics. And if he's talking about Fox's behavior and coverage, then he's right. This had absolutely nothing to do with journalism and everything to do with politics. Fox wanted Trump to win the election, and so, in stark contrast to any semblance of journalistic principles, those Fox hosts promoted Trump acolytes and the conspiracy theories they were spewing, despite knowing it was all bullshit because they wanted to help their candidate. So when Lachlan Murdoch says that it's not about journalism, it's about politics, he was absolutely right, just not in the way that he intended. Murdoch then goes on to say that the allegations are, quote, more reflective of our polarized society that we live in today. Yeah, I wonder how it got that way. If only we could point to the advent of a partisan right-wing empire created solely to ensure that the criminality of another Republican president never again led to a resignation or dilution of conservative power. Tell you what, if anyone has any guesses, I'd love to hear them, because I'm stumped. All of which is to say, if you are wondering why we live in a polarized society, Murdoch could quite literally point to himself and the company he runs. Again, there's no journalistic integrity there. It's a propaganda arm of the Republican Party. It is there to run cover for Republican politicians, regardless of their criminality. Donald Trump incited an insurrection, and they are still, to this day, going on air and pretending that it was some tourist visit.
But is January 6th the worst assault on the U.S. government since the Civil War? That's insane. It's not even close. How about March of 1954, when Puerto Rican separatists shot five congressmen in the Capitol building? Five members of Congress shot in the building. It's all bad, but the worst since the Civil War. You're just a flat-out liar if you're saying that. More recently, this is an event we all remember, Antifa descended on Washington, D.C. to force the sitting president from office. But it was Trump, so that's cool. But the tape that we reviewed from within the building on that day proves it was neither an insurrection nor deadly. Here it is.
January 6th, when an estimated 2,000 rioters breached the Capitol building, causing the deaths of five police officers.
Certain dates echo throughout history. December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th.
The mob beat officers with anything they had on them, hockey stick, flagpole, a fire extinguisher. Police officers died.
Donald Trump supporters who, of course, rioted and killed police officers.
By the evening of January 6th, the Democratic Party and its publicists in the national news media had settled on a description of what had happened that day. They distilled an enormous number of highly complex events, events that even now we don't fully understand, into a single emotionally-laden political slogan, which they've repeated.
It's time to dispel that stereotype through a lavish musical number. Hit it, Joshua!
It's impossible, you say, to be Republican and gay. But baby, like Virginia Slims, we've come a long, long way.
It once was thought to be a fairy meant voting for Bill or Terry, but not today. We're red and we're gay. Jeff and Paul like hot pectorals and good old-fashioned Christian morals. Hey, 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 hey. We're red and we're gay.
Our loafers are light, but we still vote for the right case through. We can't win, but we support the fan. We like each other's butts and big old spending cuts.
We like to pack fudge and heat.
Big long guns with ivory handles go well with my scented candles, yay, N-R-A. Let's take a spa day.
Your skin looks so toned, now spritz with fancy cologne. These pants make you slim, U.S. defense we won't trim. Have a pastry or two, we'll get a trainer for you.
Have you met Hot Andrew?
Ava Longoria is a client and a close personal friend.
Oh, it's fun to do things our way. Don't take our word. Ask Ernie, Bert, or Manet.
We're red and we're gay. 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 We're red and we're gay.
Oh, yeah, there you go. We're red and we're gay. That's the Republican motto now, right? Well, now that a few Republicans have come out and supporting transgender and gay, as a matter of fact, there's been a couple of them that have come forward and have been on social media talking to gay. Like, for example, there was one, McNally, who was just recently, he's a lieutenant governor, and he he went out there and he started going on to Instagram, and he started going on to a young gay man's Instagram and started talking to him. And then he got caught, and he said that, oh, well, that was, you know, me being nice to him. But the stuff that he was posting was stuff about, you know, sexual content. I mean, if you're gay, come out and say it. Who the hell cares? But they have to hide behind this conservative wall behind them. They're afraid to come out and say that they're gay. I think they're scared. Why not? Why not say you're gay? If you're gay, you're gay. But it's starting to become really unnecessary, because in retrospect, what they do is the Republicans will come forward and say publicly that they're against LGBTQ and anything to do with the school system, so forth, blah, blah, blah. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of them that are into transgender stuff. You know, Ron DeSantis, for example. There are some of them that are wanting to do cross-dressing, Ron DeSantis. There are, you know, some that are gay, Ron DeSantis, probably McNally, a few of them out there. And they try to hide behind the lies that they're promoting. But that's who they are. Conservatives have to give a viewpoint that they are conservative. And it doesn't look good when you are a, you know, this moral foundation against gay people, and then you're caught on a website where you're talking to a young gay man, flirting with them and so forth. It just doesn't look too good. So tomorrow, Donald Trump faces some serious shit. When he goes to court, he has to face the price of what he did with Stormy Daniels. Now, this is just the beginning of Trump's serious situation that he has. And you got to understand, Trump has a lot of stuff going on. That is not only the Stormy Daniels, you know, the corruption there, but it's also Donald Trump is doing, you know, he has stuff going on with the election fraud, where he kept saying there was election fraud, and then he was trying to call Georgia's, you know, Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, trying to get him to find votes for him. And believe it or not, they got another additional audio of Trump wanting to get votes from people, these elected officials. But people do not want to help, you know, him for this whole situation. And that's what this whole thing boils down to. But, again, Donald Trump, wanting to be Donald Trump, has screwed the system. And that's what he does. Everybody knows who Donald Trump truly is. You know, he screws the system. He tries to screw it. And now he's gotten caught. And he could face jail time tomorrow. I hope he goes to prison. I really do. And honestly, if he goes to prison and his followers go there and they try to start a disruption, I hope they put him all in jail. To me, that will be awesome that they put him in jail. That would be the best thing in the world, to see them go to prison. Yeah, because that's what they need to do, is go to prison. Donald Trump and his people, his domestic terrorists, that we call them. But that's what's happening with Donald Trump. Tomorrow he has to face the price. You know, he may be going to jail. Let's all see what happens. We're going to cross our fingers on this. And if he goes to jail, I'm sure there's going to be a big party happening all across the world. Also, I want to get into Bruce Willis for a minute. So Bruce Willis has aphasia. It's like dementia, basically, where you start to lose slurring of the words. You forget your memory. And, you know, your motor functions start to, you start to lose those and everything else. So Bruce Willis has been battling this for a while. And 8 months ago, you know, he came out and he told everybody about him having aphasia. Well, here we go. 8 months later, he is getting worse. As a matter of fact, Demi Moore posted a video on her Instagram just today showing a birthday where they were singing happy birthday to Bruce Willis. And, of course, you can tell that Bruce Willis definitely is not really all there because he says a couple things in the video that's a little off, you know, and you can tell his motor skills are off too. But this is what you're seeing. We're seeing Bruce Willis basically fade away. And I feel bad for the family. I feel bad for his family. Demi Moore has moved in with them to help. But this is what we're seeing. We're seeing a different side of what happens with Bruce Willis, that, you know, death is upon him. They're, you know, even the people are saying that they're close to him are saying that he's not going to make it by the end of this year. I have no clue, but we're going to have to really watch this because Bruce Willis, man, he was my favorite actor. I mean, when you watch him in Die Hard and you watch him in all these movies, The Sixth Sense, The Fifth Element, I mean, this man could act, and he could do any kind of acting he wanted to. And the last few interviews he did before he started getting real bad, you know, you could watch those interviews, you can see that he was a little off. And people were noticing that. And they were wanting to know what was going on with Bruce Willis, right, because there was something obviously going on. So when he came out and told everybody he had aphasia, you know, everybody started really noticing that this is a life-killing disease. And unfortunately, this is what he has. And for him to have aphasia, it's really a terrible thing. It really is. And like I said, my heart goes out to all his family because this is some bad shit that he's dealing with. And the family's dealing with as well. If you haven't seen the birthday video, go check it out. It's on Instagram. You can also look it up on Google and just type in, you know, Demi Moore videotape birthday Bruce Willis, and it should come up. But it's definitely something that is really just terrible. It's terrible to see this stuff. You know, my heart goes out to his family on that. And I have to say that over and over because it's just terrible. It really is. All right, let's take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll get more into this and more. And we'll get to some a few sex talk as well. So hang in there. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
I'm could have my Gucci on. I could wear my Louis Vuitton. But even with nothing on, that I made you look. I'll make you double take. Soon as I walk away, call up your chiropractor just and get your neck break. Ooh, tell me what you gon' do. Cause I'm about to make a scene, double up that sunscreen. I'm about to turn the heat up, gonna make your glasses steam. Ooh, tell me what you gon' do. When I do my walk, I can get. This ain't that ordinary, this that 14 karat cake.
He has going on. You know, I actually started watching a lot of Bruce Willis movies because now that, you know, he's going through what he's going through, we really don't have much time for Bruce Willis, you know, in the future here. And from what I understand from his close personal, you know, relatives and, you know, people that are around him are saying that he's not going to make it by the end of the year. So, unfortunately, if that is true, it will be sad to see, you know, all this stuff happen as we get down to what happens with Bruce Willis. I don't know, man. It's just unbelievable. It really is. You know, and I like Bruce Willis. I think he's a great, great actor, and I just cannot believe. And, you know, here's the terrible part. You know, it's so fucked up. We've lost over probably, what, 30 actors in the last past year where these actors and actresses who were so memorable and they've touched a lot of our lives, and they passed away. And so the horrible part is that when we see stuff like this, we think, man, this is just terrible shit that's happening, you know? But it is true, you know, we've lost a lot of actors and actresses, you know, as we move on. Okay, so we need to really focus on what is going on in our country, right? Because, you know, it kind of bothers me when I think about what the fuck is going on with our country where they're starting to ban stuff, you know, in our country. They're, you know, and then here's what it is. A lot of the Republicans, and they bother me. I cannot stand Republicans for the fact that they are liars, manipulators, and they'll do anything in their power to try to, you know, misdirect the truth to the people. Now, I'm not going to say that Democrats are by no means angels on whatever they do because they're fucked up too. But when you have a two-party system like this, it's terrible because they're both sides of the fence. And the thing is, they're always about going after revenge of each other, and they don't even give a shit about America itself. You know, and that's what bothers me the most. You know, people thought that when they voted for Trump that he was going to change, you know, politics, and, you know, he was a businessman and not a politician, and nobody was going to do anything, right? But that's what he is. He's nothing more than a politician. But that's what it boils down to. So, you know, he's nothing more than a politician. Sorry about that. We had a dead air for a minute. I don't know what happened there. That was so weird. Anyway, as I was saying, you know, there's a party system that is really destroyed. And because of that, you know, our politics are really pretty divided. America's really divided. And me personally, I think that if they got rid of, you know, politics in general, I think if they got rid of politicians, do you know how much better that would help? Yeah, yeah. How much money we would save if we just eliminate politicians in general? Money that could go back to infrastructure and healthcare and so forth. So much. And I like the fact that people said, well, Donald Trump never received a paycheck. He never took his money when he was the president. But the truth of the matter is they found when they looked into his tax returns that he actually did take the money as president. So he lied to the people and took the money behind, you know, behind stage or behind the aftermath. And he thought, you know, he wanted you to believe that he was a good guy for America. And he basically sucked money from his presidency. He got paid for it. And, you know, and I don't have a problem with him getting paid because he's a president, right? But the problem is when you tell the people, your followers, that you never received a penny, that's a lie. And, of course, you're misguiding your followers. So that's why I cannot stand Donald Trump. He is a liar. He connives people, and he knows how to do it, and he knows how to get people to follow through with it. That's why he's great at insurrections. He's great at inciting domestic terrorists to do what they did on January 6th. And honestly, he is talking about the shit about tomorrow. On Tuesday, which is tomorrow. And so they're saying that Trump's rough day in court is going to be real bad. And the truth of the matter is that it's coming pretty bad for him. And I think that people don't realize that he has a lot of legal accusations going on. But Trump indictment in New York case could come as early as Monday. Now, they're saying Monday, but he was talking about Tuesday. Trump's possible arrest, letters to the editor, March 21st, 2023. That'll be today or later on today, tomorrow, I mean. Apparently, District Attorney Alvin Braggs of New York, with multiple violent crime convictions, are released to prey on the innocent New Yorkers. They're talking about take off with Trump's hate Googles for a minute and consider these facts. Bragg does not care if your loved ones get murdered, but mimics that he robbed or otherwise repeats that they are offenders. ever since January 6th, a lot of people, including Democrats, are really, you know, worried about what will Donald Trump do if, you know, what will we have to be paying attention to as if Donald Trump was to be arrested. Now, he could be facing arrest charges, like I said, as of tomorrow. And I think it's going to be interesting. I really do. So they have the grand jury is going to have live updates, expected indictments in payoff to porn star Stormy Daniels, and the eyes of U.S. politics and legal words are forced on New York City, where a grand jury is resuming proceedings in criminal investigation of former U.S. President Donald Trump. Trump over the weekend said he expects to be indicted as soon as Tuesday by the grand jury over a hush money payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before Election Day in 2016. Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, testified over 2 days last week. Michael Cohen was his lawyer, if you remember, and of course he really is beside himself. He cannot stand Donald Trump, and so he testified against him in the Manhattan Criminal Court. Daniels spoke with prosecutors via Zoom. Cohen has admitted to giving Daniels $130,000 to keep her quiet about her claims of having sex with Trump on one occasion years before the election. The investigation by Manhattan's district attorney office is eyeing how Trump's company, the Trump Organization, classified by payments and reimbursements to and legal expenses. So former President Trump's fundraising committee referenced his possible arrest on charges of Manhattan district attorney's office and the message seeking contributions for his political campaign. If media leaks are correct, this could be the last time for the former president. This message attributed to Trump is an email sent by the Save America Joint Fundraising Committee. And if everything goes as it's showing and the way it's planned, Donald Trump will probably be going to prison as of tomorrow. The grand jury does come back and they'll have their information or their judgment on Tuesday. But again, Donald Trump broke the law. He committed crimes and he has to pay the price for it. But yeah, that's Wizzle. Yeah. I'm doing a show. I was bored. But as early as Tuesday, that's what he's going to have. So we're going to find out if he goes to prison or not. But I think he is going to go to prison on Tuesday, tomorrow. And they're saying that this is what's going to happen, that they're going to bring out the headlines on this, that he's going to be indicted over this. And we're looking that this is going to be very soon that is coming around the corner. I can see clearly that this would probably happen. If he does get indicted and he goes to jail, then we will probably, Paula and I will come in and do a show to let people know what happened to this, because there is going to be significant increase of threats online that have actually been made against, the judicial system in New York. And, of course, these are people who follow Trump, and these are the people he incites, these domestic terrorists. And I can understand why they need to be a little scared, because Donald Trump people are fucking nuts. And they'll do anything for Trump. They will kill for Trump, as we've seen on January 6th, where they killed for Trump to kill the police officers. I mean, it's just fucking nuts that these people would support this idiot. And you know what? He is going to go to jail. Mark my words, he'll go to jail. You probably will not see him run in 2024 because he will be in prison and they will take him out of running. And they'll probably block him so he can't run. And I hope they do, because he needs to go to prison for a long time for his crimes. And these are just the beginning for him. Not only that, we have New York, we got Georgia, we got all these different lawsuits happening, January 6th shit going on. All this stuff is where he's in trouble for. And the problem with Donald Trump is he thinks he's going to get away with it, but he's not, because people are tired of Trump's shit, which makes me realize that Donald Trump does not have a stronghold on people like he used to. You know, he only has certain followers. If you ever check his crowds out, his crowds have decreased at his following because people are tired of Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, his crowds are so small, he's trying to buy people to stand in place, these actors, because that's what the only thing he's going to be able to do is pay people to do it. But again, tomorrow is when it all comes down to it, and so we'll find out what happens with him. And so if he is if he does get arrested, like I said, here's what we have to look at. We have to look at what will his followers do, you know, because his followers are obviously going to do something because they are very loyal to Donald Trump. And because they're so loyal to Donald Trump, they will do anything for that man. So somebody asked me about the lieutenant governor that got in trouble. His name was McNally. Yeah, he's a lieutenant governor. I believe it's of South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. But this governor, lieutenant governor, was on a website with a young gay man that is on Instagram. And, of course, he was on there talking to this young boy, you know, flirting with him, giving, you know, putting sexual wording out there. And, you know, that when he was caught, people said, well, what was you doing, man? Why was you doing this? He said that he was trying to help the guy and changing his ways, but none of his messages said anything about that. It was all flirtatious and sexual content. But, yeah, you can look it up yourself. You know what bothers me about, and I want to talk about this for a minute. We'll go all over the map here for a minute, but even though this guy brought up about this gay and lesbian stuff, you know, people talk about drag shows, and, you know, a lot of people say drag shows are not okay. You know, they shouldn't promote this, blah, blah, blah. But it should be okay. Drag shows should be okay for our community. If you don't like it, then don't attend it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like Tennessee blocking men wearing dresses are fucking just is stupid. And these guys wear dresses all the time. I mean, you have Celtic and Scottish and so forth. They wear like a skirt-looking thing that is used for their heritage. And, of course, a lot of people would say, well, it's a skirt. But it's not anything to be dragged, you know. They're not out there being dragged like a drag show or anything like that. But that's what they do. They wear the drag stuff the way they do. But anybody out there that thinks that this shit is not okay, I mean, you got to understand, I support the LGBTQ community. I think it's great that they go out there and they do what they have to do to feel good about themselves, because you have to understand, their lifestyle is really hard. People ridicule them. They tear them down. They make fun of them. And all they want to do is be recognized of who they are. That's all they care about. And it's not like somebody like, you know, a heterosexual, where if you're a heterosexual and you love your woman or love a man, you know, you don't have to promote that because you know that. But to a gay male or a lesbian, they have to fight for that because people are ridiculing them and destroying them. including their own families and society. So I applaud them for wanting to stand up for themselves. Part is, you know, they say that our school systems should be banned from this kind of material, that a school should never tell a child if they come up to him and say, hey, you know, Mrs. Jones, why does Robert have two dads or two moms? Why is that? They can't explain that to them because they will go to jail. It's that fucked up. They are taking away everything you have in your culture, and they don't care when they do it. This is what the Republicans are all about. Again, I played this at the beginning of the show. This is a Democrat mega woman. She tells the truth right here. I want you to listen hard.
To understand the difference between social cancellation and government cancellation, you lack the self-awareness to understand that all you're doing is projecting. Every time you point your finger at a liberal for something, there are four more fingers pointing back at you. You people claim to be anti-censorship, anti-cancel culture, and yet you people are voting for politicians that are doing just that. And I'm done with saying that you're incompetent, because you understand exactly what the fuck is going on. You accuse liberals of needing safe spaces, but in places like Tennessee, laws have been passed making it illegal for someone to dress in drag because it makes you feel some sort of way. But something like this... is not only perfectly legal, but if I were to say something against it, you would accuse me of infringing on someone's First Amendment. You people have seriously made this country go fucking backwards because you didn't feel safe. And then you use your fucking kids as a vessel for your hate.
We're protecting the kids. We're protecting the children.
Meanwhile, the only thing you're protecting is your inability to coexist with people who aren't like you. I don't like this. Ban it. I don't like this. Pass a law. I don't understand this. I don't want to take the time to understand it. Make it illegal. One side is just trying to exist in this world. And on the other side, you just may be hiding the fact that you are exactly what you're accusing others of being. If I point the finger at someone else, no one's going to be looking at me. Your churches are filled with abuse. Your conservative politicians are on Grindr. You accuse immigrants of sucking off the system, and you're on welfare. Look over there, not over here. Trans women are taking away your womanhood, not us calling for your execution if you have a fucking abortion. You're dangerous because you're losing. You are losing this war, and you will lose this war in the end. So keep celebrating your little battles of legislation and bills, because that shit's just temporary. And the evil and the hate that you carry in your hearts will never prevail. History shows us that every fucking time. And when the day of defeat comes, and it will, if you don't like it, bye.
Oh, yes. She spoke her mind. She was right on it, man. I'm telling you. That's exactly the way it is, and that it should be that way. I mean, if Republicans are so much, they're hypocrites, and they're fascists, and that's what they want. They want a fascist country. They want to make America a fascist country, and they want to try to put Donald Trump in there as the dictator. So they want us to go backwards into being like North Korea. They want us to be Russia. That's what they want. They support Russia over Ukraine because they don't think that Zelensky should be funded for anything that he's doing, that we should not help fund or send military items over to Zelensky and help them. They don't believe in that. They believe that Russia is, that they're important. They're more important than they are. So when they support Russia, when they want to be fascist, when they want to be anti-American, do you think that that's who you should bring in the office or Oval Office or any politician for that matter, why would you vote to put these type of people in power to take away your liberties and your rights? Before you know it, everything that you believe in is going to be taken away, and they're going to tell you what you can and cannot do with your life. That is a dictatorship. That is a fascist way of running America. That's what the Republicans want for our country. They have been planning this for a long time, and they want to make it a country of fascism. Now, do you really want to make a country fascist? Do you really want to have white supremacy all around our country? You know, it's really sickening and stupid. And now the Republicans have taken a new way of doing cancel culture. They want to go into the school systems, and they want to remove any kind of books that shows about slavery or history of slaves. They don't want any of that brought up to anybody. They want to remove that part of history like it never happened. But we all know it did. That means your children will only know about white and white supremacy. That's what it's going to be. Do you really want to put your child to that where they don't know the true history of our country? That civil liberties and Martin Luther King and, you know, that this was important, that, you know, they had the Rankin House, or what they always call Uncle Tom's Cabin. And, you don't want to hear about that. You don't like to hear about it. Down in Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the new governor, is trying to remove books with anything that deal with black people or slavery. She doesn't want anybody to know about this. You can't hide history that's already been revealed. And to teach our children this, I think, is very important. And if Sarah Huckabee Sanders doesn't like it, then maybe she should move to another country, because obviously she's not American. But then again, look at the rest of the Republican Party. They're not American as well. They don't want to support America for what America is all about. Yeah, they'll put the Trump flag up and the American flag up next to the Trump flag, and they'll wave it, and they'll say, I'm an American. But then turn around and tell you what you can and cannot do, and then tell you that, you know, we want to take away this right and this right, but don't take away my Second Amendment right. That's all I don't want you taking away my Second Amendment right. That's the only thing. But all your other rights you can take away. To me, that's very much a hypocrite of the Republican Party. But that's who they are. That's who these Republicans are. And we need to find a way to block them when it comes up for the next elections. Remove them out of office before they pollute and destroy America. Folks, America is falling. It is going down the shitter because of the Republican Party. And if we put any of them in charge, the only thing that's going to happen is our country is going to frail into dust. Other countries make fun of us, and they look at us as being weak because of what Donald Trump has done to our country by weakening in it. When you stand up and say there's a president right now in office that a little, you know, I would say that he's a little off, definitely a little off, but out of the less of the two evils, I'm glad we choose Joe Biden, because at least I know I can sleep every night knowing that we're not going to a war of World War III, or somebody's going to tell me what to do with my life, because that's not America. And the Republican hypocrites need to realize your churches, where they hold corruption and destruction. A lot of the churches out there are about greed and money, and really they like to even pave the way for fascism. And what they do is they put Trump as a savior. They replace our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and they put him in place of Donald Trump. Now, that's blasphemy, not anything good. But that's what the Republicans do. They put him at the head of the table away from anything that God has created. As a matter of fact, at Donald Trump's rallies, they were passing out literature saying that Donald Trump was the Messiah, the Son of Man, and so forth. These were pictures of Donald Trump on a pamphlet with that caption, Donald Trump, the Son of Man. That's what it said, the Son of Man, the Messiah. He's no Messiah, man. He's not even Jesus. And you can never compare him to that. He's a fascist dictator that is here to destroy our country. And tomorrow, I hope they lock him up for a very long time, and they show that he can never run for a presidential ticket or any kind of public office ever again. It's sickening. It really is. But this is what the GOP madness is. It's really fucked up. It really is. Well, I think I probably spread enough joy for you for tonight. I know we were going to do some sex talk. I was going to get into that, but we'll discuss it tomorrow. Come and join me again tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we discuss this and all the other latest news, and we will cover this, and we will try to keep all that in there as much as possible for you. Any breaking news, we'll let you know in advance. I'm Jerry Williams, and this is the Jerry Williams Radio Show. Have a good night, everybody.
Girl, she got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
Drop the attic, give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga daddy. You gon' need to bag it up, 'cause I'm